This is Method Man of the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chilling. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
That man is Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Check-In.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Adam Silver and the NBA are trying to give the people what they want by resuming and finishing this season. However, there's a lot of discussion about exactly the format in which they would play, and Dame Lillard has some strong statements about that. Quote, if we come back and they're just like, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games and we don't have a true opportunity to get in the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I am part of the team, but I am not going to be participating. I'm telling you right now, you can put that bleep in there. Jalen, what do you think about Dame's stance about not playing?
I think we need to reach out to Dame and try to get him on the show. Because that's Dame right there. One of the top players in the league that has been in the playoffs each season. Shot down the Oklahoma City Thunder and broke up Paul George and Russell Westbrook like this. They're in the ninth spot, Jacoby. You and I want to see a 7-10 playing game.
Yep.
You know why? Luka, Ja, Dame, Zion. The league needs to make it happen. And I believe they will make it happen, because if they don't, and then you have all NBA players like Dame Dollar sitting on the sideline after we return from a pandemic, it will not be a good look for the league.
See, Dame is smart, and Dame knows. He said you can put that in there because he knows people are going to discuss it. And he knows that right now there are people in offices saying exactly how we should bring teams back. And there's a lot of momentum, I'm sure, just to bring back the 16 teams that have currently qualified for the playoffs. And this is Dame Lillard telling through the media, listen, don't have me come out there to Orlando and bring my kids to Disney World and then not play meaningful basketball. I love what he's doing. And you know what? We should have him on the show. Do you think he should come by tomorrow to discuss this? 4 o'clock on ESPN.
Absolutely. And also, Jacoby, Adam Silver is a terrific commissioner. He knows there's a difference between engaging 2/3 of the league and 20 teams versus only engaging 16. You got to create a level of intrigue before you get into the playoffs. You can't bring guys back, have them sweat a couple of days, have them do some 5-on-5 scrimmaging and be like, oh, it's game one of the playoffs. That can't be the method either.
Well, we will see about that. We'll have an update perhaps when Dame joins us tomorrow. But we have an update on something that's been discussed a lot over the past month. Stemming from The Last Dance, a lot of discussion about Michael Jordan's involvement on Isaiah Thomas not being part of the Dream Team. He says there was a lot of people in a group decision and he had a little influence. Well, this is from 2011, the Dream Team Tapes podcast. Quote, Rod Thorne called me. I said, Rod, I won't play if Isaiah Thomas is on the team. He assured me. He said, you know what? Chuck doesn't want Isaiah, so Isaiah is not going to be part of the team. That's Chuck Charles Barkley, not Chuck Daly, the coach of the team. Jalen, what do you think about this bomb dropped from the past?
I think it's time for me to take off my gloves. That's
Uh-oh.
What I think.
Uh-oh, the gloves are off.
I'm on Floyd Mayweather. I'm on Floyd Mayweather right now. Let me tell y'all something that I've been wanting to say since the late 80s, early 90s as a Detroit native, okay? When Isaiah Thomas got left off the Dream Team and they took Chuck Daly, that was to hurt Isaiah, to hurt Detroit. And you know what else it was meant to do? Fragment relationships that he endured in the league. But when he started to beat the best players, Magic, Bird, Jordan, everybody was physical. Everybody was tough, but nobody did it like Detroit. And you know what happened when we finally stood and kissed the Larry O'Brien trophy in back-to-back seasons? Cats took it personal. They took it personal. And they kept Zeke off of the squad. And Jacoby, I'm going to give you another sneak peek that a lot of people kind of sleep on this fact. Rod Thorne was the general manager of what team that drafted Michael Jordan?
Chicago Bulls?
The Bulls. Which means, of course, they have an intimate relationship and they can talk about it in the late 80s, early 90s, and none of us find out about it. Unless all of a sudden, a couple of years later, it comes up on a podcast. Isaiah didn't deserve this. Detroit didn't deserve this. And this is why those relationships are still fractured in a lot of ways to this day.
Well, Jalen, we got some news from ESPN. They released the Football Power Index. Just a little way to whet our appetite as we head into what we think will be this NFL season. And the AFC was very interesting. The two teams at the top, the two teams you would expect, that, of course, is the Chiefs and the Ravens. The Chiefs with a 21% chance of winning it all, and the Ravens with a 17. Jalen, which team would you pick right now, this early, to come out of
you
the AFC,
know.
The Chiefs
you
or the Ravens?
You already know.
I do know. And I know you're wrong, and that's why I'm asking the question. Go ahead. Tell me the Ravens are further
culture.
Oh,
you're going to go against me?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let's have a Harbaugh.
Oh, really?
Ravens are further culture. Go ahead.
Yes. You know how much I love D-backs. And the Ravens are physical, defensively, constantly. And you know who else they have on the offensive side of the football? The reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson. They only play four downs while everybody else is playing three. And you know what else they did? They added to a strength. The Kansas City Chiefs did this too. This is kind of what great teams do. I wanted the Pistons to do this and take Carmelo Anthony, but they didn't do it. I wanted the Lions to do this and take Tua, but they didn't do
not
it.
The Pistons or the Lions.
The best run team in the history of the NFL. You know what they did? Draft a great running back in the first round. That's what they did. So they can give a security blanket long-term to Lamar Jackson as they make my pick look right, as they win the Super Bowl this year, beating the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
You know what? This is why this show frustrates me so much, because we are supposed to have a debate about the Chiefs versus the Ravens, but you take so long to talk about the Ravens that you also made my point while you're making your point about the Chiefs getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and the Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions, okay? The defending Super Bowl champions. I'm taking them with their improved backfield. Jalen, it is time for you and I to take a deep dive into a video we found on the internet. It's time to go to the table. Jalen, I've never seen a live bear in my life, but I can only imagine what it's like to see one not only in your driveway, but what is it?
Yo, that's scary, fam. Even if you're in the car. Oh, he opened the door.
So smart.
That is very impressive.
Yo, so many questions. Number one, The bear just knows how to open a car door like it's nothing. That bear didn't mess with that. That bear had less trouble opening that car door than I do. That tells me that bear has been in some cars before. That bear knows how cars work.
I have a controversial statement for you domestic dog and cat lovers. Give me a bear, because they can open doors and they'll really protect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a pit bull, a Rottweiler will protect you, and a cat can protect you. But give me a bear. You know what I mean? It's smart. You know what I mean?
When we come back, we have an update on Cam Newton.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we're going to give you the opportunity to decide whether or not we discuss a topic with this segment called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we'll keep it moving.
Tang.
One of Cam Newton's former teammates had some interesting statements about his relationship with the Panthers. Keep moving or hit the brakes
on this one.
Here is what Mike Tolbert had to say about the way the Panthers treated Cam. Quote, "They've been doing him wrong timing-wise for the past 2 or 3 years, if you ask me. It goes back to his shoulder injury. Everyone knew his shoulder was messed up in the middle of the year 2 years ago, but they wait until offseason gets ready to start to have shoulder surgery. Makes no sense." He also discussed the foot, and he also discussed the timing of when Cam was released. Does Tolbert have a point that the Panthers have kind of done Cam dirty?
definitely has a point about when he was released. The other parts of basically playing through injury, those are choices that players often make to be there for their team and to play the sport that they love, that they get paid to do for a living. And he's an MVP of this league. He led the team to the Super Bowl. I don't believe we're having this conversation if the Chargers had picked him up like many anticipated, or if the Patriots ultimately pick him up, if they're going to do so. We will be talking about how Bill Belichick is going to mold Cam Newton. But since he isn't picked up and he has injury history and they change ownership, and you know what happens, you change ownership, you change philosophy. So I think all of that worked against Cam. He will be back in the league. He will be a top 10 quarterback again, and he's going to be playing at a high level.
It's only a matter of weeks until right here on this show, we're announcing that Cam Newton has signed to a new team. It's not going to take too long. Moving on. The Dolphins made a little statement about what they plan to do with Tua. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You really doing this to me? Are you really doing
this? Let's just
keep
moving. I want to see you cry. Let's keep it moving. I'll make the decision for you. I gotta save you from yourself. Keep it moving. Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner have been spotted.
Hit the brakes! Again.
Oh, we're going to hit the brakes in this one. Okay. Well, it looks like they spent Memorial Day together. There were some pictures from paparazzi of the two of them driving around in a nice Mercedes wagon. What do you think about this potential young couple?
I got love for D-Book. I'm happy to see him living his best life. She definitely has a type, if you look back at her history. But it's during the quarantine. They both getting bread. She got more than his. Live your best one.
Andre Drummond, formerly of the Pistons, now
hit the brakes!
did something that I've only seen you do before, and that is just tip an exorbitant amount. And Andre Drummond, we're all coming out of the quarantine. Restaurant and service people have been hit hard by this pandemic, and he put $1,000 on top of a $164 check. Jalen, I'm going to go negative Jacoby on this. You don't do that. Here's what you don't do that for. You don't give $1,000 to one server. You give $1,000 to the whole place and say, spread this throughout to the staff. You know what I mean? Because you can't just have Sally going home with $1,000 and then Sarah goes home with $10. So I just really think that his heart's in the right place, but execution, he'll learn over time. It's better to give $200 to five people than $1,000 to one person. What do you think?
I know where you're going, but take it from a serial tipper and shout to Chad Ochocinco, who did something similar recently. You know I love Andre Drummond, sponsor of JRLA. But here's the thing. If you give $1,000 to one person, it's a game changer. That's what you got to think about. If you give $100 to 10 people, it ain't much as much of a game changer. If you give $50 to 20 people, it ain't as much of a game changer. $1,000 to one person, that can pay some rent.
Well, the Michigan Wolverines football team.
Hit the brakes!
Gotten a commitment from a game-changing prospect. And Jim Harbaugh and some of his coaches celebrated by doing this, Jalen Anthony Rose. Doing cartwheels. I mean, that is a poorly executed cartwheel. What do you think about Harbaugh's cartwheel form?
That's my head coach. That's my coach. And he living his best life. That's a big-time recruit. One of ESPN top 300 linebackers. He's going to come to A-squared. This is our year to beat Ohio State, Jacoby. This is our year. They own us. I bow down. Okay. But it's happening this year, dog. We can put some
on. The quarantine's getting to you. And the quarantine must be getting to Deontay Wilder because he said something wild about Iron Mike Tyson. We'll play that for you right after this. 2 minutes. We're right back.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we have a problem. We both love Deontay Wilder. He's been on the show. We both love Iron Mike Tyson. We put him on the show every day disrespecting me. So that is why this particular video from Deontay Wilder is so troubling. Let's check in on his Instagram.
Let's see if somebody know the answer.
How many Hall of Famers did Mike Tyson actually fight? And don't bring up Michael Spinks that came from a light heavyweight to heavyweight that was fucking terrified out of his motherfucking boots. And don't bring up Larry Holmes, because we already know Larry was way past his prime. So how many of them?
Interesting consideration. I have never questioned the career of Mike Tyson until now. What do you think about Deontay Wilder saying, show me the receipts on Iron Mike Tyson?
In my best Slick Rick voice, don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Two American-born heavyweight championship fighters that you know I've patronized their fights, been on our show. I love both of these guys. Here's the true disconnect, Jacoby. Wilder always felt like Tyson didn't give him love publicly as he was ascending. And he took that personal. Now, if you want to pull the receipts on who Mike Tyson fought, he mentioned Spinks. He mentioned Holmes past his prime. I get that. But that's like saying, let's talk about all of the centers that Shaq went against in the finals. He was still dominant. So was Iron Mike.
Well, I hope to see Iron Mike Tyson in the ring soon. And now you will see Dan Le Batard and highly questionable. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock.